Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Well, how are you today? Are you ready to move on from where you've been into a new life in a new land? That's what the Lord has for us. I want to be sharing with you some passages that the Lord spoke to His people Israel, referring to the promised land that He wanted to bring them in, into Canaan. And we, of course, have a spiritual application as New Testament believers. While we're not literally directed by the Lord to possess a particular land, spiritually we are. All the promises of God are our inheritance. There are inherited land that He wants us to move in, to possess, to subdue the enemy, and to experience the milk and the honey that is flowing in that place of abundance that God has for us. So let me begin reading in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse 10. And this is the Lord speaking. For the land whither thou goest in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt, from whence ye came out, where thou sowedest thy seed and waterest it with thy foot as a garden of herbs. But the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven, and the land which the Lord thy God careth for the eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if ye shall hearken diligently unto my commandments, which I command you this day, to love the Lord your God, and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in his due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that thou mayest gather in thy corn and thy wine and thine oil. And I will send grass in thy fields for thy cattle, that thou mayest eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord's wrath be kindled against you, and he shut up the heaven, that there be no rain, and that the land yield not her fruit, unless she perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord giveth you. Praise God. Thank you for your word, Lord. His word is so rich. There's so much in those few verses, and we want to look at what the Lord is saying to us today. Verse 10, the Lord is saying, the land where you're going to possess, it's not like the land of Egypt. It's not like your past experience, where you came out of, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot as a garden of herbs. But he's making a contrast. He's saying that the land where they are, which they're to possess, Canaan land, is being watered by the very rain of heaven, and the eyes of the Lord are upon it from the beginning of the year to the end. And it's rather striking that the Lord takes so much time in emphasizing his care for the literal land. And if he cares so much for the actual land and possession that he wants to give to his people so that his eyes are always upon it, then surely his caretaking eye will be always upon the people of his inheritance, the sheep of his pasture, his peculiar treasure, his people, which have been purchased by the blood of his own son. This land is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh the water from heaven. And just as the land, there's a spiritual significance or parallel here, that we also are his possessions. Just, you know, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. We also are his possessions, and we need to drink the rain from heaven. We need to drink the water of the word and the cleansing and anointing of the presence of God, the Holy Spirit. And the Lord gives us a wonderful assurance. The inheritance reserved for us in Canaan, our promised land, is not like the old, praise God. In verse 10, the word says, "The land is not like the land of Egypt, from whence ye came out." And of course, the Lord here is emphasizing not just in terms of physical or geographical characteristics. He's talking about the state of liberty and plenty, as opposed to the state of bondage and poverty that his people had known for 400 years. And one of the greatest tasks that we have as born-again believers, New Testament, New Covenant Christians, is to be willing to adjust and change the servant mentality that we had when we were in the world. The word says he's translated us out of the kingdom of darkness. Just like he brought his people out of Egyptian bondage, he's delivered us from bondage and servitude to the god of this world, to Satan. When we were unsaved, we were caught in his in the devil's strategies and plans. We were in deception. Our eyes were darkened. We thought perhaps we were doing what we wanted to do, but we were really helpless pawns because we were in deception. We did not understand and know the truth. And so when we are born again, we have a task before us to choose the good. God wants us to be free, and he has given us a tremendous, wonderful gift, and that is our free will. And I've been so aware in these last several days, I've been thinking about the power of choice. Many times, some of you are facing circumstances in your life that you do not have the power to change. There are some circumstances that you have to accommodate. You just cannot change certain things that you may have in your life right now. That the Lord is able to do that. But there's a time that we simply have to be patient and continue to pray and believe if things are not the way they should be, God will move to change it. But there are times that you just have to stand and endure until the answer comes. But even in that time of waiting, having done all, therefore stand, in that time of standing, we can utilize the power of choice. We can choose to stand in a place of faith, to stand in a place of trust and praise. And it's so much in our attitude, so much in the way we look at things. And so we have to understand that the human nature doesn't want to change. So often we are, even if things are not good, even if life situations are bad, somehow we prefer to stay with something that's known rather than the unknown. And this has been borne out, you know, even scientifically and clinically. There are those who lived in abused situations, and the common sense would say, well, get out of that situation. And yet, because of psychological addictions and problems, it's easier and more comfortable to stay in a difficult abuse situation simply because of the dependence and the inability to accept change. So God wants to change us from that servant mentality that we had in Egypt under the taskmaster of the devil to be the liberated children of God that he has called us to be. Just as he sent Moses to deliver the people of Israel, he has sent Jesus his son to deliver us, that we can enjoy a abundant life. Ephesians 5 and 8 states, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." And that word darkness, skotos in the Greek, also means obscurity. So we could say that once there was a time we were without guidance, we lived in obscurity, but now in Christ, your life is clearly defined. That's why he's given us his word to show us what is our possession, what are the promises, what is our inheritance. Once we were far off, but now we have been made nigh by the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, in an earlier time, Moses spoke to the children of Israel, and he said, "Who is on the Lord's side?" And there's just stirring in my heart such a desire and a prayer for God's people, for the body of Christ, to return to their first love. God is again asking this question to today's church. Many have lost the fire of their first love, and they've departed from serving the Lord with all of their hearts. Oh, they still may go to church, but the fire and that spiritual experience they once enjoyed has gone out. And in this hour, God is mightily moving and pouring out his Spirit as never before. And he has given this ministry a great responsibility and privilege to take the Word of God in power to the people. And as a ministry, we believe in sincere repentance and salvation, being filled with the Holy Ghost, living a holy and sanctified life. We believe in signs and wonders and miracles. Why? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. My beloved, I speak this word to you. Let not the voice of doubt concerning the way I work with you or speak to you distress you in any way. The enemy of your soul would do anything to get you to turn a deaf ear to my words, but fear not and be sensitive to my leading. Don't be afraid to listen and to obey my voice. I will walk with you with my hand on your life anew and afresh. I intend to lead you into an increasingly power-filled and blessed life. Stay as clay in the potter's hand, for I shall make you a vessel of honor and glory because I love you. Gently I shall lead you forth as if by still waters, and there shall be such joy in your soul when the end of my plans and blessings for your life is fully revealed, says the Lord. Praise God. Oh, beloved, is there something you're facing today? Are you worried about someone close to your heart that needs God's help? Do you desire greater success in life? If so, write and also give your address. Till tomorrow, this is...
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.